So once you're lying down, just close your eyes initially. If you're getting sleepy, you can equally do this with the eyes open. But initially have the eyes closed and just have a general sense of the lying down body. And the lying down mind, so to speak. So, yesterday we were bringing the awareness down from the head, or rather from the thoughts in the head, into the head itself and then down to the hara. For the first part of this practice, just let your awareness come down directly to the soles of the feet. So you're coming directly to the part of your body which is furthest away from the head, hopefully furthest away from proliferating thoughts. Just having a direct experience of the sensations of the whole feet. And then to build up a more precise experience of the feet, just identify in terms of the actual sensations each individual toe, starting with the big toes. Be aware that you're not looking for a mental image of the big toes, you're looking for the actual sensations of the big toes. On to the next pair, the next biggest toe, so to speak. And you may find that it's quite difficult to distinguish the toes in experience, but just do your best to bring awareness there and see if you can get a sense of them. This is something which can develop if you do it quite a number of times. Now the two middle toes. Next two, moving outwards. Finally, the smallest toes. The soles of the feet, including the base of the toes and the heels, the instep, the whole thing. The ankles, and the whole of the lower legs up to the knees, up to and including the knees. So be aware of all of that, from the toes right up to the knees themselves. And notice any sense of tension or holding in that whole part of your body. And then on each out-breath, just allow the tension to sink down and out into the earth through the soles of the feet. So you're breathing out, just normal breathing, but on each out-breath you're imagining all tensions, hopefully more than imagining, but you're at least imagining all tensions draining out through the soles of your feet into the earth. bringing your awareness to the whole of the upper legs, from the knees down to your contact with the floor, around the butt, the back of the buttocks, the sacrum. The fronts of the thighs, the inside and outside of the thighs, the back of the thighs, the buttocks, the sacrum. And again, noticing any tension or holding in the upper legs, and everything down to the sacrum and buttocks. And again, using the breath, the out-breath, get a sense of all that tension sinking away, dissolving away, sinking into the earth on the out-breath. So be in the sensations. Even lying down, there can be a sense that the experiencer is somehow in the head. Just notice directly that the experience is just where it is. The sensations of the upper legs, right down to the buttocks, are right there. Bring the awareness to the sensations on the front of the abdomen. So you've got the weight of the hands there, and you've got breathing sensations. And similarly with the sides of the abdomen. And the corresponding part of your back, which is against the floor, or at least maybe just the upper part of that is against the floor, actually touching the floor. Looking for a vivid sense of the direct experience of the sensations of that whole lower part of your torso. And noticing any tension or holding. And this is an area in particular where we tend to hold and contract. And again, using the out-breath to let that sink into the earth through your contact with the floor and the earth itself. A sense of profoundly relaxing on the out-breath. And a vivid presence in the sensations themselves. Now the chest, so the whole area of the rib cage, front, sides and back, and the area of your back which is in contact with the floor, including the shoulder blades. And again, a lot of our emotional holding and contraction is also around this area of the chest and the heart. So just letting it sink out on the in-breath, the out-breath, sorry. Sink out through the area of the back which is in contact with the floor into the earth. And again, letting the awareness be where the sensations are, rather than a sense of it being elsewhere, an independent vantage point or something, usually around the head. Now become aware of the shoulders, the upper arms, the elbows, which are in contact with the floor, the lower arms, the hands and fingers. And just the same as before, when you have a vivid sense of all of that, and notice any tensions or holdings in that whole area of your body, and let the tensions dissolve into the floor, into the earth, via the elbows in contact with the floor. And now become aware of the whole of the head, neck and throat. Including all the sensations of the face, and again notice any tensions, holdings, particularly around the face, the forehead, but anywhere in the throat. And on the out-breaths, letting it sink into the earth via the back of your head in contact with the floor. And now let your awareness come down into the hara. So you've got your fingers over it. And you're looking for a sense of essentially a space within the body, within the abdomen, maybe a few centimeters inside. So you don't need to be too precise about it, it's just having a general sense of the awareness being in the hara, in that area. And again, using the breath, on the in-breaths, let the breath come into the hara. On the out-breaths, let your whole body relax. If the awareness wanders back up to thinking, just let it come straight back down to the space of the hara, breathing into that space of the lower abdomen. The out-breaths, all of the body's tensions dissolve into the earth.